We are so lucky here at Monday Breakfast.
Aren't we ever?
We got an email a couple of weeks ago from a publicity company offering an artist that we love here at Southern FM.
Absolutely.
We spin her music all the time.
Yep.
We will, a little bit later in the chat, talk about our childhood as well, because she has had a career over 20 years.
Yeah.
Basically, when you think National Treasures, do you think of Delta Goodrum?
You certainly do.
The nicest person of all time, who was so kind that she stayed up late. She was in London last Tuesday when we spoke to her, 10:30 at night, just to talk to us about her new track.
Yep, she certainly did. She is amazing. She's had 9 number one singles and 17 top 10 hits in the ARIA singles chart, sold over 8 million albums globally, won 3 World Music Awards and 9 ARIA Awards.
And that's just her music career.
Correct. Let's not even get started on her screen career, because if we did that, we wouldn't be able to get to our chat with the one and only Delta Goodrum.
Delta, this is very quickly becoming one of my favourites. Tell us about Hearts on the Run. It is so good.
Oh, thank you so much. So I wrote Hearts on the Run a little while ago. It was kind of, it really was that moment of where we were so busy and I kept saying, you know, we're all hearts on the run. We're like, we're on the run. We're on the go. It's an always on team right now. And I sort of had that feeling of when you feel in a marathon, you can't go any further, where you go, I'm so exhausted. We were all like working very hard. And I was like, that's that moment you need a song that says, like, break your own boundaries, break your own limits, like, keep going. And we ended up writing this song from that place of just exhaustion and then just going, keep going, everyone. And that's where it came from.
For sure. I love how in all your music, you always spread positive messages, and this song no doubt continues that trend.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of my ethos. I find it that's just, you know, I guess I've always sort of enjoyed music that feels empowering. And sorry, my computer has just stopped talking, making noise. I've sort of always just really enjoyed that ethos of unity and positivity and kind of that feeling of, I don't know, sort of visualizing and I guess it's just kind of been a part of who I was from the day I started. But I love writing songs about life. I've always been fascinated as a life writer.
Oh, no, we love it so much. And particularly in the times that we're living in at the moment, a little extra positivity doesn't hurt. And Delta, I was listening to a lot of 80s and 90s music the other day, and I was thinking, gosh, these really high energy, hype up songs aren't really around anymore. Then all of a sudden you entered the chat. The music video is just as high energy. Can we talk about that for a second? How do you just keep reinventing yourself like this?
Yeah, I've entered the chat. I mean, I was kind of listening to the playlist. I loved how you can sort of make a playlist of all the songs that you know, you might feel like listening to. I think I was going through a bit of a Tina Turner era. I'd watched the documentary and was just so inspired by her story. And I guess that it just, you go through different phases. My last album was such a piano based album. I'd kind of gone back to my roots as a songwriter and just wanting to get to the core of the truth. I felt like the world had got a lot more transparent and you could easily connect from that place with everybody. And I think that kind of gives you a great freedom in that. But then adding a bit of a, you know, sort of live instrument so that, for me, I've been writing songs that we can just enjoy playing live, really.
Oh, for sure. And this music video, we need to talk about the styling in it because the outfits are unbelievable. When it comes to making a music video and coming up with the concept, how do you do it? Do you visualize it first? Do you come up with some outfits and then sort of adapt it around that? I'd love to hear about your process.
It's a great, great question. I mean, personally, I've always been, you know, I always kind of go into an album with what is the album aesthetic? What's the sound? I love painting and creating that. I feel like that since the time I was like 15. When I joined Sony, I was 14, 15 years old, and I gave them a document of what the album was going to look like and what the, you know, what the cover should be. And I've always been just enjoyed that process of putting together an aesthetic. And now it's a lot easier. But back then I used to print out, like, I used to print off pictures and glue them into a book, like make a little scrapbook. I had to get rid of that on the last album. I was still torn between my scrapbook days and my computer now. But I like everything to be cohesive, and I work hard at it being feeling true to the intention of the song. It just has to all match, and that's, you know, aesthetically and spiritually, and that's the same with the song. It kind of felt there wasn't much of a storyline per se, but it was an energy of, you know, we got together and we went to the Eastern racetrack in Sydney, and they had just installed these new lights that were around the track, and I was like, oh, we can use them. And then we just kind of styled it with some of the European tour outfits, and, you know, you just kind of paint as you go. That was a little bit paint as you go. We were a bit on the run last year, so that was less thought out.
That's awesome. And it lives up to the title of the song as well, Hearts on the Run.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's true to what it was.
Very good.
Go.
Awesome stuff. Hey, you've also returned to the screen. Number one Netflix movie, Love is in the Air. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that all come about?
Yeah, I was so enjoyed getting back into acting and just being a part of a team bringing together a movie, and then seeing it take flight around the world was really awesome. We were on the tour with the Innocent Eyes tour and having a full circle moment with that, and I came off stage and went to the hotel and I was like, oh, I hope the movie's doing all right. Like I've checked just to see if it had, you know, just on the little chart. I was like, oh, I hope it's there. And then I saw that it was number two, and I'm like, yes. And then I texted the director, and he's like, no, it's number one around the world. And I was like, what? Are you joking me? Wow. I was like, I didn't see that on the bingo card. I was like, it's great.
Yeah, look, it was doing a little bit more than just all right, Delta. But, of course, we want more acting from you. We remember you from Hating Alice and Ashley all those years ago. Of course, the amazing Olivia biopic as well. Is that on the horizon? Are you going to get back in front of the screen a little bit more often?
Sure. I mean, I feel like I love the variety and spice of life of the entertainment industry, and I enjoy being able to create them. I think with our production team, we've been working hard at sort of, we've got a lot of projects in the pipelines that we're looking forward to bringing to life in the next year.
Good. That's what we like to hear, because it was a huge year for you last year. You started your own record label, acting, perfumes, more music. You got engaged as well. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
What does the rest of 2024 look like?
I don't know yet, really. It's been a great start to the year. I was in the US for the first month, and I've been in the UK this month, and I'm just hoping for a really great year ahead. I feel like, you know, with the new song, more songs coming out, but also just enjoying the process of it all, and yeah, just excited to get creative. I will go with the flow.
For sure. And you just touched on being in the US. Of course, one of the things you attended in the US was the G'day USA Arts Gala, where you were honoured for the 20th anniversary of Innocent Eyes. How was that?
Oh, it wasn't an honouring of the Innocent Eyes, but it was a really special check-in moment of sort of 20 years into my career. And the American Australian Association being so kind. Oh, my gosh. Why do I turn this stuff off on my computer?
You're in demand.
So sorry, guys. I didn't mean for that to make any noise.
You were talking.
It was a really, really genuinely beautiful night. I felt so lucky to have a check-in moment and be able to say thank you to my beautiful table of friends that have been with me, you know, all my life, and to be able to sort of have a moment of, oh, you know, the US has been really good to me this year, and with work as well. And it was just really lovely. I was very grateful, very grateful.
When you look back, like, I mean, that album, I think you must hear this all the time, that everyone's got a sentimental attachment to it. When I listen to it or when I think about it, I think of all the really cringy dance routines that came with it in my primary school years, Predictable being one of them.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
But what for you, like, I mean, 20 years, when you look back, could you ever have imagined that you would be where you are now? And what's left on the bucket list for you?
Oh, so much more to do. I feel like I'm just getting started. It gets more and more fun as time goes on. I think that's, you know, I was always really fun and playful outside of work. And then I kind of had to be an adult so young. And even just in my 20s when I was doing The Voice, I was still just a kid.
Yeah.
And I think that I've sort of just now in this place in my life where I get to really enjoy being creative and enjoy sort of pushing myself and enjoying getting to do it with my love and the people I love around me in my life. And I don't know, it just, but I love deeply that album was a lightning in a bottle moment, and that it's been able to still be something that people share with me throughout my life. That doesn't happen in many lives, and I'm very grateful that album meant something to people, and that's an honor. That's something that I will treasure forever. I don't live in that moment or live in that one moment, but I do get to live new moments with that album consistently my whole life. Although I don't go and play that album because I've heard it enough in my life, on an off day, but I do enjoy hearing people sing along to the songs that, you know, we shared, and seeing their dance routines like yourself.
Yes. I'm sorry for that. I tell you, I'm glad that smartphones weren't around.
I love it. It makes me so happy.
Very good.
You might have been doing your dance routines in private, but I had to do my dance routines in front of people. It's much worse. But worse.
Delta, yours were good, though. That's the difference.
Oh, no, but thank you.
Delta Goodrum, we've loved having you on this morning for a chat. The new song, Hearts on the Run, it's an absolute banger. Great way to start 2024. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us this morning?
Of course. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoy Hearts on the Run, my new song. Bye.